Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Creative Consciousness Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. We are your hosts, Sam and Cabrini Greco, coming to you live from beautiful planet Earth. Throughout our conversation, we will be covering topics such as spirituality, global consciousness, metaphysics, and where you think we're truly headed. We have a great show to share with you today, so bookmark us and receive reminders. And you can visit our website at alltruenatural.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Creative Consciousness Radio Show. A big hello to everyone on beautiful planet Earth. Our intention for the show is to support individuals that are living spiritually purposed lives. We're offering an event in Las Cruces also, New Mexico. Check out our Bridging the Gap Spiritual Festival in Las Cruces, New Mexico, August 1st on our website at alltruenatural.com. There will be speakers, dancers, musicians, vendors. I'm Sam Greco here with my lovely wife, Cabrini, who will interview our guest on today's show. Hi, Cabrini. The mic is all yours.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Creative Consciousness Radio Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We are so excited to be with you this evening. Our intention for this show is to bridge the gap within the community at large, and the way that we have begun to do that is to really bridge the gap within the community of those individuals that are living spiritually purposed lives. And what that means is that people from all walks of life, wherever they are on planet Earth, that are living their purpose, their gift, in the community at large, we host them to come on our show and really speak about and share their story of their own spiritual walk, their own spiritual pathway. And, what happens as a result of their sharing is that they also bridge the gap to you and me and everyone that's listening. So we want to thank you for being here with us this evening. We want to thank everyone that's in our chat room right now. We want to also confer to you that in the event that you want to ask any questions, just feel free to post them in our chat room and we can direct them to our guests this evening. You can also go ahead and call in on our guest line number, which is 267-521-0151, if you'd like to talk to our guests directly. We are so blessed this evening because one of our guests this evening is actually going to be offering a workshop at our Bridging the Gap Spiritual Festival. And her name is Sarah Delane. And Sarah originally was born in Santa Barbara, California, and then traveled really extensively as a young child throughout Europe. And then further, they ended up coming back to the States and relocating in California, and she began to pursue her occupation as an actress. And she's been very involved in the entertainment business in Hollywood on various TV shows, has also offered, her beauty. Actually, she's a very beautiful woman in commercials and so on and so forth. But at the same time, really began to experience a spiritual experience within herself. And, I'm going to give her a chance to really share a little bit about that this evening. But just to tell you a little bit about who Sarah is that she actually has a business with a partner, David, and they have a business called Solvern Alliance. And she also goes by the name of Seraphine. And she's always had a really natural, intuitive ability, from what she's shared with us already. She says that she's been able to feel other people's emotions. And throughout, her life, she's collected gems and crystals and was always kind of fascinated with the energies that were produced through these stones. She's experienced night tremors also, as a preteen. And in that reality, it also gave her some insights into the duality of consciousness, and it instilled a really strong curiosity to her concerning the paranormal phenomena and also the supernatural. Throughout her life, she's been really fascinated with Egyptian history. She had an instant connection in the field of Egyptology, and she embraced everything that she could find about Egypt. And she would watch a certain information and almost like do it like a study. She was really attracted, like I would say, kind of like magnetically drawn. She also learned about the Orion's Belt, and she found that that was a perfect mirror for the Giza pyramids. And this really just opened up a whole new adventure for her in stargazing, and it really did it inspire for her an endless series of questions. Oh, don't we all love those questions? Sarah has also had a mindset for business and began setting her sights into expanding into the fields of producing, writing, directing, and even wardrobe. Her transition into production and crew side came very fluidly, quickly racking up such credits as associate producer, production coordinator. She simultaneously gained wardrobe experience working as an assistant, a stylist, and numerous musical videos before obtaining a double credit on a feature as a costume designer along with a supporting acting role. Incredible accomplishments Sarah has experienced. She also then decided that it was time for her to expand her learning into the esoteric and psychological fields and working with energy healers, taking courses in the landmark education and also matrix energetics. She attended Jessica Institute, and she's gained certifications in the area of dowsing with the American Society of Dowsers. As a result of all of her experience, different opportunities began to open up for her, and she again found herself really beginning to move forward with her whole business model. So we have Sarah on the line with us. Welcome, Sarah, to Creative Consciousness Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, thank you. Wow.
I know, wow, right?
That was a really beautiful introduction. Thank you.
Thank you. Geez, where would you like to start? You've had such an extensive background here in the whole media production, and also now working in the community, you know, in your spiritual work. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about your focus, you know, what's going on with you today and where your focus lies in your own spiritually purposed life?
Right.
I know that's a big question,
today.
Too.
Today is pretty much taking that next step into what I feel my extended passion and purpose involves, and that's really kind of stepping into the speaker role and presenting this information that, I mean, we all are these beautiful tools to be used in whatever way we see fit. And so I feel like there's a really strong purpose for getting the information out now. And whatever that looks like, if that means doing more speaking engagements, if that means putting together more shows that have the kind of conscious content that I think there's so many people that are wanting or in search of. And some of it is out there, but we need to get it even further expanded so that everyone can sort of feel like they have the opportunity to know what information there is, so then they can make whatever decisions for health and wellness or their own spiritual journey.
You know, maybe perhaps you can talk a little bit about, I mean, it's a major transition that you've made from, and not to say that you're transitioning, it sounds more like that you're involved with all of these things, but to go from the acting and the entertainment media into the holistic health, can you share a little bit with us, a little bit Why do you think that that's important for you? You know, to have such a successful career, you know, already as an actress and in you know, entertainment, and then also to make this movement into holistics. Why do you think that that's important for you?
I'll say it's my journey, you know, and so whatever that looks like for anyone else. But for me, yes, coming from the entertainment industry, which I've loved and I continue to love that angle of things and being able to use that platform, which I think is an amazing opportunity. You know, if we had more people speaking about this stuff, even on that level in the entertainment industry, that would be beautiful. And using that as a vehicle, you know,
yes,
to bring more awareness, then we could be transitioning this world so much faster, you know, with given limitations and whatnot. But coming from the entertainment industry, I guess I got to that point where I some of it had to do with the NDE experience, the near-death experience, and that really kind of stripped all of my walls, if I had any, that stripped those completely away. But I was already having so much of those sensitivities beforehand and being able to just intuitively use those gifts, which was wonderful. But then to be able to tap into that and be like, wow, this is something that's happening within me that I don't have control over, or on some level I didn't have control over, being hypersensitive to different things. And so I wanted to be able to strengthen that. And I wanted to be able to feel fulfilled within my own spirit and my own body and my own mind with that. And so, yes, there's certain beautiful elements to the entertainment industry, and then there's some that are, you know, kind of fake.
You know? Right. It's a lot of acting, right?
Yeah. And so part of that is really entertaining because you get to be all these different characters. You know, and so I didn't know at the time that, you know, actors are natural channels. They're just channeling in this, you know, different energies, and whether you call them entities or not. And so learning how to do that was, or doing that intuitively and then knowing that I was doing that and then building around that was really fascinating for me. But I also needed to kind of step away from that in order to build those strengths for myself. And I needed to, it's almost like, you'll understand it, when we all get to that point where you can see behind the veil of things, then you can't not look at it that way anymore. You can't not see through things anymore. And so there were just, I just started seeing things in a completely new light and experiencing things in a completely new light. And that was so fascinating to me. You know, I had suppressed that within myself for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, doing the Hollywood thing and the parties and the, you know, I did all of that. And I'm so thankful for that experience because it's brought me to where I am today. But yeah, I really just wanted to fully dive into that and experience what that meant on the other side without having to suppress those things.
And
that
with you diving into, as you dive into these holistic health and wellness modalities, you know, what can you tell us that you've discovered?
That's a really great question. So where do I start with that? Okay, so we'll start with subtle energies. The more that I've began working with subtle energies, and what I mean by that is one example is electromagnetic frequencies, you know, the low-level radiation that comes off of all of our electricity. So the more that we dive into learning about those and how they work and what they feel like, and the more that I kind of work in that area of the things that you can't see, hear, smell, taste, or really even touch. And some people can feel and sense, but those areas that are not the common, they're not solid. The more that I work with those, the more hypersensitive I become to everything. So in what meaning like David and I and our discoveries and, you know, and all of the research that we do is a lot of just our own, you know, education, meeting people, figuring out what they've learned, you know, kind of bringing it all together in our own individual research. And so we've learned different things about how, for instance, how this electromagnetics works, how it affects our physical body in a really detrimental way. And then out of that, we can find ways to transmute those frequencies or change the energy's form so that it can be beneficial or at least not harmful to our physical body. So the more that we educate and the more that we can sense this, we can sense those energies that do feel good versus the ones that don't feel good. And that's kind of a really important key because there's so many things that, you're like, oh, I feel this energy. You know, if you kind of go up to something, you're like, yeah, I can totally feel that. Well, if, for instance, you could feel the energy, but if you didn't know what the feeling of beneficial energy versus detrimental energy was, then how would you know that it was a good thing or a bad thing for you? So really being able to differentiate those things is part of, you know, the work that we do. You know, we started doing it for ourselves and then realizing that this is a growing epidemic and this is impacting people on a large, massive scale, and some people don't even know it. And so it's bringing awareness to that. And a little bit then even further, you know, we've been studying pathogens and how those work for probably over 10 years now. I stopped counting. And so a lot of that work, once we discovered how holographic technology works and how, you know, we know that everything is vibration. And so I believe that our health and wellness will be surrounded by modalities and vibration, since our bodies are energy. So why wouldn't we be able to support our physical bodies and our energy bodies through vibration? So part of the holographic technology utilizes that. And, homeopathics, vibropathics, which was trademarked by Hannah Kroeger back in the 50s, I think, you know, very intelligent woman, well ahead of her time, who was understanding these subtle energies as well. And so this has been around for such a long time, but it's kind of either has been forgotten or, you know, we need more people to kind of tap into this and really understand that, like, we can blow the top off of it. And it's not just tinctures and it's not just, you know, vibrational, like all vibrational modalities can come in all forms, whether it's light healing or, you know, specifically how we're working, we're kind of creating light energy. Or let me say it this way. We're kind of creating light healing, whereas if everything is energy and you can calculate this energy into a length, or an angle or a dimension of some kind, and that dimension will then resonate and emanate that vibration, then that vibration goes into the ether of which we're all connected and our energy bodies are all connected, and that produces a healing vibration. And so I like to say that, you know, we have our biofield, right, which is these multiple layers of energy bodies outside of our physical body. You know, most people see the first layer, and you know, the aura and the color. And so we have at least six other layers. And so we're measuring within those layers and how those affect the physical body. And so if anything goes wrong with the physical body, usually it can be targeted, or I'll just say, I'll say we believe, right? We believe that it can be targeted somewhere within the energy body. So again, this energy body, you can't really feel it, or you, excuse me, some people can sense it, but you can't see it, you can't hear it, you can't taste it. So it's that subtle energy, but that's the realm that we're working in to support then the physical body.
Yes, yes, yes. Very powerful, working with the subtle energies. I think one of the things that I really liked that you said was that, you know, you're working with energy that is invisible, but yet it still has an impact on you, whether it's a positive impact or a negative impact in this dualistic world that we live in.
Yeah,
one
well,
of the things that I'm curious about, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Can you see electricity? Or can you see love?
Absolutely. I can totally get what you're saying there.
We don't always see it, but it still exists and it still has an impact on us, that energy.
And it's about tuning into your own your own perspective about those things, wouldn't you say, Sarah?
Absolutely. Everything is people's own perspective. You know, there's everyone has their own individual truth. You know, and so everything that I say, you know, I'm just like, this is from my perspective and my experience. And I just share it. And if people resonate with that and get even some portion of a sea of information that could work for them and they can build on it for their own truth, absolutely. Everyone has their own truth. I fully support that. We're all individuals. You know, we're all one energy, so to speak, but we have individual consciousness.
So with you working in these realms, my question is that, you know, since you're talking about electromagnetic fields that are,
mm-hmm.
as you say, invisible, and I think we all can agree to that,
mm-hmm.
Have you discovered any personal tools that you use in order to discern, or as you said before, differentiate, between what is positive and what is negative or has a good effect or a bad effect or however terms you want to use with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you say that, you know, again, most people feel or they have
mm-hmm.
a sense about them in regard to these energies, but how do you come to deal with this? What are your ideas and feelings and thoughts about how you perceive your discerning?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So a few different ways, but I'll focus on two specific ways. One tangible way to measure it. I've been educated in two different forms of dowsing, or I should say, I've been educated in what we call energy dowsing. And then I'm sort of just intuitively, I know how to, what we call mental dowsing, and that's kind of, you know, just crystal pendulums, regular pendulums, witness pendulums, all that stuff, which can still be influenced. And so energy dowsing is significantly different, where you're not really asking the question. You're merely finding specific energy waves. And so we have a couple different dowsing tools. And, you know, some people consider dowsing to not really be a proper way of measuring something, even though it's been used for years and it's maybe a little bit more forgotten, but it's considerably not an inaccurate way of measuring. That modality still maintains today with a lot of things, even, you know, finding water. So with that, we're able to measure specifically these different waves, and so part of that is in our education to find these different waves with these pendulums that measure all the different bandwidths, these different waves. And so, you know, some of them are in the infrared spectrum, some of them measure specifically these detrimental waves, these negative vertical waves that come off of things like electromagnetics. And so with that, once we've kind of been educated and you kind of know how to tap into that using a tool, then it's almost like your energy body gets very used to sensing it before even using different modalities. And so with that, then we also find what other things work within those different bandwidths. So, for instance, lower vibrational entities or, you know, kind of black magic sort of stuff, which I do not partake in by any means, but knowing, you know, it's kind of part of the duality. You got to know the light and the dark of things, right? So yeah. Understanding how things work and what bandwidths those work on, then you kind of know when things intuitively, like when things show up, and they look like they, or they seem like they would be within that bandwidth, then you kind of already know where, you know, technically what bandwidth they're going to be on. I don't know if I'm exactly explaining that right. But yeah, it's you end up, basically we have tools, and then there's also a lot of intuition now that goes with it from having worked with it, from having worked with it so much, and knowing what energies work with that. I'm no stranger to very much working with the light side, but I also, you know, I know how the other side works too, and I know the tricks that they play, and I don't partake in that, but it's a, you know, I believe having an awareness of that is key, only because, you know, it's throughout all of our existence. So yeah, it's really just understanding how everything works, and that's consciousness, that's being aware, and that's, you know, that's having discernment on things, strong discernment on things.
I really like the pendulum, and I think it's great that you use pendulum. Now, you were talking about there's various types of pendulums that are able to measure different types of frequencies. Now, for our listeners, is there any way that you can direct them to where they can purchase these different types of pendulums that you're talking about?
That's a wonderful question. So the ones that we work with, we actually work with because we are practitioners in the education that we've had, you know, and so part of that does come from the Vesica Institute. And so, you know, I would recommend that if anybody wants to kind of work with that, because it's such a totally different sort of system, you know, I mean, I'd be happy to share a little bit from, you know, with people and whatnot, but yeah, I would definitely recommend being educated in that as well, just because it is a totally different thing. So it's not really like these pendulums aren't the ones that you're going to go to the festivals and you know, kind of buy from the vendors. That's they are very significant tools, and they're utilized after being educated on how to utilize them, because the energies are so subtle, and it's its own art, so to speak, you know? So yeah, it's very different than, you know, working with like the crystal pendulums or whatever, which I equally love. They're just two totally different, you know, it depends on what work you want to do, you know, and I use both. I truly do. But yeah, if somebody was interested in it, you know, they could look up the Vesica Institute and stuff like that. But I would definitely recommend being educated in that if that was an area that they wanted to get into for that specific mode of energy dowsing.
And for those of you that are listening, we do have the American Society of Dowsers.
Yeah.
And this is an international company that has, you know, maintained its longevity in being able to, you know, utilize different forces to support humanity. And one of our colleagues, one of our loved ones, our beloved Gary Platt, he's down there in New Mexico. I think it's Las Lunas, New Mexico. And he actually, as you were just speaking about, he travels all over the world in different regions, actually helping the, you know, the civilizations, the communities at large find water.
Yep.
And he does that through dowsing. So, and it is a very legitimate experience and modality of healing and of insight.
Yeah.
So I want to collaborate that with you. I want to support that, what you're talking about. And I want to confirm to our listeners that, yes, this is an actual modality and it does have validity. And as Sarah is talking right now, that, you know, again, there are all various levels and tools that you can use that can discern different energies. Well, let's move along a little bit here, Sarah.
Yeah.
If I may, can I touch
on one other quick thing with that?
Yes.
Just because, you know, with what we're creating, yes, but also there's, in our education, especially on like how electromagnetic works, electromagnetic frequencies work. We're educated in kind of how splitting the two waves with that. So even the tools and the technology that we have to measure some energy waves, that's not exactly, like, we don't have, there's no devices that we have to measure all of these subtle energies. You know, nobody's really kind of come up with that. So, you know, some people are like, oh, well, it's just a dowsing technique, which, like you said, it's been around for years and people still use it for, you know, dowsing water. But when we're working with these subtle energies, it's like, you know, who's come up with a piece of technology then that can measure these, you know, if that's what people kind of want. So we're kind of just still working with what we have, so to speak.
Yes. Yeah. And again, you know, I think that everyone, you know, in the world right now, I mean, I know everyone that we talk to, you know, in our community and in the community at large, you know, there seems to be a drive right now. People are feeling the need and the calling. I'm hearing people tell me, you know, I need to do this, or I need to listen more, or I need to go out and do this in the community. There's a calling going on. Are you getting that as well, Sarah?
I love
the
it.
Individuals that they're being called out of themselves and into their own gifts. Is that something that you're experiencing out there in California?
Absolutely. I love it. And I don't think it's just in California. I think it's literally part of this collective, you know, whether you call it awakening, whether you call it, you know, conscious evolution, like whatever the terminology is, the fact of the matter is that people's consciousness is expanding. And that's amazing, because sometimes we don't even, you know, and I'm just as, like, I'm in the boat with everybody else, you know, sometimes I don't even know why I'm getting something, but everything in my being is like, okay, this has to be done this way, or no, I know that this is this, and everything in your sense tells you that you have to do that. And, you know, once you've kind of discerned away from other entities and other influencing energies, you know, and stuff like that, but that heart calling, when it comes from that space, then, yeah, and I think it's amazing and beautiful that people are actually listening to it, because that's transformation, and that's what's going to get our collective, you know, consciousness into that next stage through this evolution and getting us over, you know, bridging the gap, basically. We're going to jump over from where our, you know, and it's, I love that you guys say that, because I've been saying literally bridging the gap from where our consciousness currently is to where we're capable of being. And so, yes, 100%, if we can just let everything go of what our minds tell us should be correct or incorrect, and follow, you know, the kind of balance between the heart and the mind of, like, okay, this is what I'm feeling, and my mind has now already processed all of the pros and cons, and just move forward with things. And, yeah, if it feels right, then do it, because we're all, you know, we're all spirit, so to speak, and Spirit is a beautiful calculation, and it's never miscalculated, ever. There's
yeah,
no
I like
part
the perfection
of
that happens in spirit. Now, when we talk about spirit, you know, there's a lot of different ideas that come with that word. You know, when you look at, you know, our collective consciousness, the word spirit, the word God, the word guide. You know, the words angels, you know, they all kind of represent a certain type frequency, wouldn't you say, of a higher type of understanding, of knowledge, of wholeness. What is your perspective about, how would you explain those words, God and spirit and, you know, so on and so forth?
I love that question. I really do. And again, so this is, you know, this is my perspective. And so, you know, I never say that my way is right. It's right for me. It's what I've, through my experience and my, you know, intuition, have come to feel settled with, you know. So there's no right or wrong to anyone else's. But in an overall, what I consider God, you know, I think we formulate, you know, outside of, well, I won't get into the religious side. Outside of, you know, our minds, needing to kind of personify something that makes sense, because we're in such a small, limited form. This body is so limited. Our minds need to kind of formulate something that makes sense, you know. So some people, you know, growing up, they've thought of God as being like, you know, the face with the long beard, you know, and all that stuff. And so as I grew into my awareness and seeing how energy, like I see frequency, I see energy move through everything, through people, through physical things, whether it's a blanket or a computer or a piece of, you know, a tree, a piece of wood or whatever, I see how the energy moves. And so in my perspective, I see the God that we call God, or the capital G, that is literally just energy. But it's energy in this infinite, if I could say form, even though technically the word form would create it to be finite, but for lack of a better terminology, this infinite form, this infinite ever-moving, ever-transforming energy. And so it's in everything. And it's also, it's a calculation. It's a beautiful orchestration. You know, everything from how our planets are intertwined together, how they rotate around together, how our brain works, how our bodies are put together. All of that is orchestrated and calculated to such perfection that it's an intelligence. So it's not a mind. It doesn't have a brain, but it is an intelligence in order to create something like that. And so then it needs to create all of these things in a dualistic structure in order to experience itself. And so it creates basically, you know, us or this planet, and then we can inhabit it. And, you know, even, you know, to, I guess, quote the Bible, it says God created man in the likeness of him. Well, what if that definition merely meant that we are energetic beings, but we are in a finite structure? This physical body is finite. And then when we technically die, when this physical body ceases to exist, our energy goes back into that original source, infinite energetic structure and calculation. And that's, so to speak, our soul energy. And then you kind of, you know, yes, how you were saying, like we separate it into these things, like we then have a spirit. The spirit is our physical body, or I don't want to, the spirit is what's allowing us to be in our physical body. Let's say it that way. And so there's no separation, but to me, God is literally an infinite energy, and everything under that is that same energy, just in a different, it's vibrating out of a different frequency. It's vibrating in a different form, or sometimes it's finite. So that literally means that everything in this existence, whether it's a plant or whether it's, you know, a piece of technology, technically all of that is God, because it's under that same energetic structure. It's just vibrating at a different frequency. So, yes, then you have angels and you have all of these other, you know, entities that still fall underneath that ultimate source vibration. I won't even get into what is beyond that, but I sort of feel like there is an energy that's even outside of God energy. But that's a much, much larger conversation that I won't go into right now.
Well, I can confirm to you and to our listeners here today that, yes, I can also say that, yes, spirit, God is energy. And
yeah,
it is infinite, and it is everlasting, and it just keeps expanding.
Yeah.
And it keeps, you know, and that the expansion itself, I you know, I'm just going to say it out loud, is just love.
It
you know,
is
that's
love.
What I
love.
Find it to be. And again, as you say, we all have our own uniqueness about ourselves, and that's what's so
yes.
wonderful. I feel that each of us, you, me, our listeners, wherever they are on planet Earth, that they mm-hmm. themselves are a part of this intrigue, you know, this 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 kind of wave of energy.
Yeah.
That is connected, right?
Yeah.
You know, all you can't destroy energy.
Nope,
it's already
you can
here. It's connected already. Now, so with that, all that wonderful knowledge, Sarah, you know, with all your personal experiences, I can only imagine that your near-death experience really helped you to understand what you're experiencing right now. And, you know, I've had a near-death experience myself, and
yeah.
I tell people all the time, you know, it's really not necessary to have a near-death experience to gain knowledge. You know, don't go ahead
no.
and put yourself into a coma just because.
No.
It's not necessary.
No,
you know, I've heard people say to me, God, I wish I had one of those. No, you don't. You don't have to have one of these
no.
to be aware.
No,
so,
you don't.
You know,
trust
why don't you
me.
Tell us a little bit about that journey and what you came out of it with? Because I know that you've had a lot of really strong interest in the Egyptianology and, you know, astral projection and all this kind of, and your energy dowsing. And, you know, do you think that your near-death experience enlightened you, or did it kind of pull together, you know, the puzzle of your own understanding?
That's a great question. So I don't think it pulled everything together. I think what it did was it detoured me. So, you know, being as God is calculating and, you know, putting us on certain paths, you know, on some levels I planned it out, you know, on some levels. On some levels, I think it was also a relating to a past life experience. You know, sometimes I believe in reincarnation, so I believe that some of it was, okay, is she gonna choose the same, you know, choices that she did last time and have the same outcome as last time, or is she gonna, you know, transition this now and actually have a different outcome? And so part of that is I have a strong connection with that. But I think what it did do was it put a wall in the path that I was going down, which was, you know, I was trying to block out certain sensitivities through different courses of my life. You know, not everything and everybody has their own experiences, you know, but, yeah, different things I was trying to suppress. And that's just, I mean, that's just me being really real about it. And I've done, you know, the inner work and processing all of that stuff. And, you know, from whatever pain or lack of self-love that, you know, I wasn't experiencing for myself. And also I didn't love my body. I was not in love with my body. I've always felt very separate to my body. I always felt like my body gave me pain. And so it wasn't good to me. And so maybe I shouldn't be good to it. You know, that was a young consciousness that I had. And now I thank my body every day and I love my body every day. And I apologize to my body every day. But the things that I was doing to it, you know, through partying and all of that stuff, that did lead me to, you know, a certain course of actions where, you know, I had a conscious choice to make. And I did actually, you know, reach out to that godlike energy. And I said, you know, even if there is a God, you know, if this does even exist, you know, then show me. And help me and show me what I'm supposed to see, you know. And so I didn't have the whole angel coming down and a big white light, like none of that happened. It was not glamorous. It was not beautiful and glamorous at all. And so it was everything that sort of happened after that that really brought to me major transition. And, you know, we're responsible for doing our own work. And so it was a catalyst for me to then kind of slide, just crash and burn into this reawakening. And I say reawakening because it was things that I had maybe forgot before, or forgetting that I am connected to God and Source Spirit. And on some level, we are all gods, not in an egoic sense, you know, but because we're connected to that energy and we're creators, you know, part of my awareness had forgotten that. And so what that did was I became hyper, hyper sensitive to everything around me. I had instant Kundalini awakening, That was one of the first things. And so I would go around people and I would pick up all of their energy, and it would literally felt like I stuck my finger in a light socket, and it would be this wave that would go all the way up and down my spine. And it was really very uncomfortable. You know, people talk about, oh, let's do a Kundalini awakening. And it's like, well, you know, be really very careful with what you're doing with that, because again, energy, you know, subtle energy, you know, we say the word subtle, but it's very powerful, actually.
Yeah.
It's incredibly powerful. And
yeah, the less the better, right? The less the better.
Sometimes.
I find when you have the essence, which
yeah.
is the smaller of the whole, you actually have more
yeah.
of the whole.
Yeah, yes. But
so
I literally got completely stripped, completely stripped. I had no barriers. None. And I could feel everything and I could see everything. And it was the instant, like I could hear everything in my room happening. I could see different energies and entities. And, you know, I became very, very clear, you know, and as you mentioned, even in my past experience before in the introduction, I've always had night tremors. I've already had, you know, kind of experience with that. But I got very, or I should say I was shown, or on whatever level you want to explain that, whether it's me or God or whatever energies that came to me and actually explained how duality works and how light and dark works and good and evil and, you know, all this different stuff. And I saw all of it. They explained how when souls incarnate and, you know, when these when a spirit incarnates into physical form and how angels and demons are you know, part of the conscious awareness of each soul. Like, I mean, I was shown just stuff that you would be like, you couldn't make that up in the most fabulous fairy tale, you know? And so part of me was like, I don't understand, like, how I'm being shown all this, but it makes so much sense. And so I was like a, you know, kind of like, I was just there. I had to relearn how to work with energies and what was happening to me. And I'd already been an empath, but now I was like, you know, an empath on steroids or something. So
that's hilarious.
You know,
God
yeah,
bless us all,
I was,
right?
I wasn't laughing then, but
no,
I do
I
now.
Can understand that.
Yeah, so I appreciate, you know, the experience because I got to see all of it, you know, and I still see everything, and now things just make sense to me in a totally different way. But yeah, it wasn't an easy trip. It was not an easy experience at all. And for 2 years, like, you know, the workshop that we're doing with you guys in August, which I'm very excited about, you know, part of that workshop of balancing the Trinity is coming from certain lessons that I've experienced throughout my life, but then also through that experience where needing to have the body, the mind in balance and what that looks like and tools to get that in balance, and then you get the connection to spirit. So it doesn't in this physical body, like, you have to have a certain balance of the physical vibration in order to then have a balance of the mental vibration and the brain in order to retain information, and then those other connections happen. And that's just how I see it. You know, some people could say chicken or the egg, whichever one starts first. But
you're talking about when you say about that connection, having to have that connection between your body, your mind, your spirit, and understanding
yeah.
the circuitry, you know,
yeah.
wouldn't you say that there's some sense of, you know, ownership, because, you know, each of us, it is our bodies,
mm-hmm.
and kind of, you know, remapping what's happening within
mm-hmm.
us. You know, if we come up upon something that isn't really resonating with us within ourselves or really not producing happiness, isn't there a, you know, wouldn't you agree, and maybe you can share a little bit with us about how you do this, you know,
mm-hmm.
remapping how the brain and the neurons actually work within the body to kind of simulate
yeah.
and work with harmony in harmonic ways with all the various energies that we embody.
Yes, 100%. And so why I say that it starts in the body is because in order to remap, so I started when I would lay at night, you know, these 2 years after the NDE, I would lay in my bed at night, and I would see how the neuron the transmitters and the neuroreceptors in my brain, I would see them firing or some of them misfiring and not connecting. And so I started within my conscious awareness or psychic eye or, you know, whatever terminology. And so I saw how that was happening within my own mind. And so I started remapping those and reformulating those. And so then I could also reformulate and remap the circuitry of my energy body and see how all those different things worked, and started being able to take energy from the collective consciousness. You know, I call it kind of codes from the universe, because everything shows up in, at least for me, they show up in coded form. But since that collective consciousness holds all the information, we can technically bring that down and bring it into our physical body and use our bodies as conduits to then distribute. And the physical body becomes a beacon where it's emanating this energy. And in order to do that, though, and help sustain that, your physical body, that vibration of your body has to sustain those codes, so to speak. So one of the other things that happened is, like, my diet changed. Like, I can't drink alcohol anymore. I was the queen of junk food, mind you. I can't touch that with a 10-foot pole anymore. Like, everything in my physical body, the vibration of the things that I would put into it, you know, and I was doing pot and all that stuff, like, the vibration of that, it wouldn't sustain within my body anymore. It would, like, misfire and cause all kinds of different, just not alignment. And so why I say it starts with the physical body, of everything that you put into the physical body to maintain that vibration, is because then in order to work in the remapping of the brain, it won't sustain in the, or I should say in the mind too, that energetics or that energy won't sustain if the physical body is not of a vibrational match. It's like a piece of Velcro. It just won't stick to it. And so you have to get your physical body, you don't have to do anything, but what I did was I got my physical body to a place of vibrational match. And then what happened was the universe, or how, you know, everything works, is that started bringing in the tools, the mental tools, and then that would be able to be sustained. And so, and now, you know, I search out different things that help, you know, feed, whether it's the neurons in the brain or, you know, the best things that are for the physical body. You know, that's what I search out for now, because that will ultimately, once you're keeping your body at the vibrational state, you know, there is a little bit of a science to it. You know, we all say, yeah, keeping perfect balance, but what does that mean? What does that look like? And then how does it show up when you're emanating that energy out? What gets replayed back to you, what gets reflected back to you? You know, that's what we say, law of attraction, right? But
right.
Your body literally becomes a conduit that's emanating this energy from the mind. And then, yes, your thoughts are easier to control, or, you know, think the positive thoughts as opposed to the negative ones. You know, I'm just as guilty as everybody else of not really fully having, you know, control of not always being negative, you know. We all have those days, especially during Mercury retrograde. But
yeah, really. God bless us all. We're all here listening on Mercury retro.
But our technology is working right now, so it's great. But what I found after that is, when you can then use energy tools, once your physical and your mental body is balanced and emanating, and you become this conduit that's radiating out, then when you introduce energetic tools, then you're literally even more, like, you're that beacon that then emanates all of that. You're not just you emanating it. You're adding now this other piece of vibrational information that then works within your conduit and your beacon. And it just amplifies the whole field on an energetic level and then on a spiritual level. And that's ultimately what I believe gets us to those higher states of consciousness. And, you know, not all, like, we need those tools to get there. And honestly, like, you know, because I would have some of these conversations sometimes, people are like, well, you know, we don't need tools. We're all kind of like, we're able to do that ourselves. Yes and no. So yes, we're all able to, but in this day and age, with all of the just electromagnetic junk that we have going through all of the Hartman grid lines and everything throughout all of the, like, the ether is just saturated with stuff that's set up to keep our vibrations lower. And so why would we not want these tools to help keep us at that higher state? It's so difficult to just even keep your chakras aligned by yourself and constantly be thinking about that energy. Like, no, once we've reached the other end, you know, the other edge of that, you know, that bridge, once we've gotten to the other side, we're not going to need those tools. But in getting there, like, why do we want to work so hard in getting ourselves there? Like, I'm trying to, like, how we ultimately see everything is springboarding us in getting there. So if that means getting the body and the mind and using the best of the best elements and modalities in order to do that, I mean, that's the game I'm playing.
Well, it's a lovely game, and we're in the game with you.
Awesome. I love it.
I will have to, you know, agree with you on what happens to the body as you start asking, you know, yourself, you know, how can I be a better person? How can my gifts become more, you know, apparent to me? What can I do to elevate my life? You know, that information, as you're talking about, you know, that you've shared here today, you know, does spring from within you individually, you know, whoever you are, whoever's listening. It's really that quietness, right? I love the fact that you talk about downloading these, you know, these codes. And that really resonates, you know, downloading energy codes from the collective consciousness. And, you know, that, you know, can you explain a little bit, you know, you say you just go in and you just see this, but for someone that has no idea how to, you know, access energy codes from the collective consciousness, Can you give them an idea?
It's so easy.
Yeah, right. It is easy once you know it. It is so simple. That's the problem with it all. Everything is extremely simple, guys.
It totally actually is. Our minds are the things that make it complicated. Nothing is really that difficult. You know, I think if anything, you know, God is the one that's like, you guys are just, God is what's complicated in itself, but by the time it gets to us, like, we just, it's simple complexity. How about that?
So simply, as you're saying, just simply asking that spirit, you know, force that is within you, the God being that you are, or, you know, the essence of love that everyone is, just simply asking, you know, please show me how. That how it becomes apparent, doesn't it, Sarah?
And yes, it can. And then I think there's an asking, and then there's a listening, and then on top of that, there's a taking action. So there's three steps to it. So, you know, yes, we can sit there and we can quiet our minds, you know, which sometimes, you know, it's not in the quietness. Sometimes spirit's really loud. and so it's in that listening, but then, or it's in the asking, yes. And then it's in the listening and then in the action of receiving. And also, and I do, you know, I've had a couple people come up to me too, and how do I explain this? I had this young gentleman come up to me, and he didn't know why he was standing in front of me. And he said, I had this dream, and I had all this, I got all of this information, all these downloads, and I don't know what to do with it, you know? And so I said, okay. I said, so it sounds like, if I could explain it in, you know, basic terms, I said, it sounds like you're missing the software that's helping you translate the information. Because you got all the information, but you don't know how to read it. And he's like, yeah, that's kind of what that, yes.
Well, let me just interrupt you for 1 second. Folks, this show will begin to close down in about 30 seconds. We're going to stay online here with Sarah. This show will be in our archives, and you'll be able to hear the ending of the show. Feel free to, go ahead and visit Sarah's website at sarahdulane.com. On our listening on our show.
Sovereignalliance.com.
Yes, and sovereignalliance.com. And you can read more about her. But you can also listen to our archives as soon as the show is done today. So we want to thank you for being here with us. But the
thank
show
you,
is
guys.
Now recording, Sarah. And those of you that are listening live on the show with us, and we do have a series of callers that are on the line with us right now, are
okay.
still with us. So
okay.
We can just continue, and you can talk about maybe perhaps a message that you have for humanity right now. And it looks like we may have to reschedule you again, Sarah. There is so much information that you carry within you. To get it all in 1 hour is just a little, short-sighted on all of our parts. So perhaps you can, just kind of end the show with your message to humanity. And and then we'll have you back. We'd love to have you back on again.
Awesome. And thank you. I want to thank you, Cabrini and Sam, for having me on. And yes, I know there's always so much information. So of course I would love to come back. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. And yes, for everybody listening, thank you guys for showing up and lending your ear and your heart. And if I could say anything, I think it would probably be, what's been coming up for me a lot is, we touched on it briefly before, is it's stepping into that action of, what are you asking for? And what, when, after you ask, being open to seeing or hearing the signs and the messages, no matter where they come from. No matter how crazy or, your mind says that it couldn't possibly make sense, usually that's the stuff that makes sense, because spirit works through everything, because remember, it is everything. And our electronics, it's in our radio, it's in everything, And then afterwards, it's about taking the action and whatever that is. And so if there's something that's in people's highest calling or their heart's desire, no matter how crazy it seems, just really kind of stepping up and taking action on whatever that is, even if it means that it feels like, you're standing on the edge of the cliff and you don't know if you're, if you jump off and you take those risks, you don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes those are really the best moments. And I've done that already a couple times, and it doesn't get any easier to not be scary, but it's worth it every single time. And I encourage everybody to do that, because that's at least, that reminds me to encourage myself too. And having those people around you that are encouraging, that remind you, on those days that you forget, because we're still, human for the most part, or in physical form at least. So,
yeah, nobody's arrived yet. We're all on the road in our own journey, in our own pathway, and yeah, nobody's there yet. But we're all moving towards complete harmony, complete peace, and complete sufficiency within our world. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Sarah.
We'll
we look so forward to being with you at Bridging the Gap Spiritual Festival. In Las Cruces.
Absolutely.
This is going to be an incredible event for those of you that are listening. Sign up. We need volunteers. We're looking still for vendors. We have probably about, 9 vendor slots open. If you have spiritual merchandise and you want to bring it to the community at large, come and be part of our event. There's going to be 350 individuals there. Bringing forth their gifts. And, this is a first, there's been a lot of different type of gatherings, Sarah, throughout, our own humane experience, groups of people coming together in various locations. But I want to let you know, and for those of you that are listening, this event is like no other, because this is the first event that really is going to be in the experience of divinity in the way we see, the way we feel, the way we know, the way we hear, the way we touch each other. And this is, it's kind of like, you hear that statement, Sarah, you're the one that I've been waiting for my whole life, when you look in the mirror. Well, that's mm-hmm. pretty much what this event is like, you know. You know,
yeah.
each of us together is those individuals that all of us, you know, in the community have been waiting for forever to really
yes.
get to know and to meet and to touch and to feel and to be with. So, you know, look us up on our website, alltruenatural.com. This is a
yeah.
spiritual event. It's being intuitively guided, and it's become a very fluid experience. So, you know, we're riding the wave, and why don't you hop on the wave with us and come for the ride as well. Sarah, we'll
awesome.
Talk soon. Thank you all for being with us this evening. And we will be back here on the 11th, which is next Thursday. We have no show on Tuesday. We'll be back on the 11th with Diane Brandon, who is an educator and author. She does dream analysis, really powerful individual. And we look forward to hosting her at 7 o'clock on the 11th of June. Sarah, you have a wonderful, incredible message. We are so blessed to be in your presence, and we thank you again for being with us here this evening.
Thank you, Cabrini. Thank you for all the work that you and Sam are doing as well.
We love what we do.
Great.
We get to be with people just like you, Sarah. How much better is that, right?
we're all going to get there, one step at a time through co-creation and collaboration.
All right. Much love, everybody. Hey, have a great evening, and, you know, do
yes.
your best. Say hi to your neighbor. You know, shake
yes.
somebody's hand. Reach out and touch somebody. Say hello to yourself. Give yourself
yes.
a break.
Love
breathe,
yourself.
Breathe the spirit. The spirit is you. I'm going to leave the show off with a little music from Jim Wafer. Jim Wafer comes to us from New Zealand, and he is a bell drum musician and creator. Thank you. We'll see you again back here on the 11th of June. Much love, Sarah. God bless
Thanks.
Everyone.
Thanks, everybody.